Here, I think they're going to bring Drew on.
That she broke her hand. She quickly changed the subject, but Drew felt that something was off.
This is Drew on Fox 13 right now.
Listen.
Can we talk about how you fell and what you fell on? Because that more intrigues me than the atheism versus gay thing. How'd you fall?
What had happened was I had grabbed my boyfriend's phone because he tends to text people that he shouldn't be texting, and he...
It's her fault.
Grabbed my hand and snapped it.
That's not falling. Anyway,
no, it's not falling, but...
Did you call the cops?
No.
Why not?
Because it could very well been an accident.
And Drew joins us in studio this morning to talk about this. Good morning to you, Drew. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me, Laura.
Yeah, this is something.
It's split screen. He's in the studio. Why don't they just bring him to the desk?
Something going on with this woman. Did your instincts kick in immediately here?
Yeah, pretty much. I've been doing radio since 1994, and
oh,
I'm pretty good at
reading
people.
Veteran.
There was a reason that she shared the story about breaking her hand when she called about something unrelated. So, you know, I was kind of fixated on that, and I just consider myself fortunate to have been there for her.
I'm fixated on his facial hair. He needs to shave.
You stayed on the line about 40 minutes talking to her. What was going on through your mind as you listened to this woman break down?
TSL.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you're immersed in it, and you really can't get a gauge on what's really happening. I just did what I thought was the right thing to do by keeping them on the line, directing them to a place where a Pasco County Sheriff's deputy could meet them and both of them could get the help that they needed.
What Pasco?
Yeah, you know, you took it a step farther here. Let's listen to a bit of the call where you're trying to get Nicole to a safe situation.
Mm-hmm. Carmen, this may be emotional.
If we sent an authority figure out there to talk to you, would you be honest with them?
Yes.
Well,
but I don't, maybe not at their home,
okay.
You know, maybe have somebody come, both of us, and explain in a safe environment and situation what's going on.
Is there a landmark nearby, someplace where someone could go meet you guys?
Is there a Lutheran church up at the corner?
And then, Drew, remarkably, the boyfriend agrees to get on the line here, and he admits several issues here. Tell us how all of this ended.
Yeah, we were able to have a Pasco County Sheriff's deputy meet them at that Lutheran church that she mentioned. I believe he was placed under arrest so that he can get the help that he needs. He actually divulged during the phone call that he's more comfortable in a structured environment like prison. He doesn't trust himself with his addiction. Wow. So hopefully he's getting the help that she needs, and hopefully she's a little bit happier now.
Hopefully. I have a feeling that you're her hero this morning. Have you been in contact with Nicole?
Yeah, we
since that phone call?
Mm-hmm. We texted on Friday. She called the station and left her number. I thought the right thing to do would be to follow up with her and make sure she's doing okay. Obviously, his family is a little bit miffed that it was so public, which I can certainly understand, but that was the help that she needed at the time that she needed it, and I think they're both going to be in a better place, if not now, then a couple of weeks or months from now.
Andrew, I just have to ask you one last question. Our executive producer, Laura Cross, talked to you, and you told her that this has had a profound effect on you, as a person, but also as somebody
in a career
that
has
for a very long time.
Please cry.
Shorty lips.
You know, we have an obligation, I think, to help other people. And, you know, we're always thinking to listen to consultants about what to do in radio.
No,
and
we're not.
I never want to lose the human element. And it's really made me reconsider just how we talk to people and getting involved in people's lives. There was a reason I was there, and there was a reason she called. And I'm just really glad that it had the outcome that it did.
She clearly reached out. She needed help. And, you know, we forget that
please cry.
When we're in the public
please
eye,
cry,
when
Drew.
People hear us so frequently, they can connect to us in a way that sometimes we forget. And so you're right. So, Drew, I want to thank you for being on. I want to thank you for what you did, too. It was remarkable. It really was.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura and Russell. I appreciate it. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right,
Drew Rabel, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh, man. We are so different, Drew and I. He is the better man, I can honestly tell you. I'd be like, let me ask you a question. Why were you touching your boyfriend's phone?
Yeah.
Who are you to tell him who to text?
That'll remember, keep. We helped that one guy that was going to jump off the Skyway and stuff, and then he turned out he was just drunk, I think.
No, I talked to him late until like 10 p.m. that one night. I stayed here after we were in afternoons.
Yeah, because after 7 o'clock, like Drew said, he followed up with the lady.
Yeah.
After 7, we were like, well, hey, we're out now.
Yeah.
You jump if you want to jump.
Yeah, but I was here, I think I was like eating dinner with Kelly, and he called back, and I ended up staying on the phone with him for like 2 hours. hours. He was like, I'm still thinking about it.
Because he was the guy who wanted prescription medication.
Yes.
And couldn't get it. And we were like, oh, we'll help you. But then I think more as time went on, we realized he was just a fraud and wanted prescription drugs.
Yeah.
But at least we stopped him from jumping.
Three guys are facing charges after they broke into a house in New York earlier this year. They changed the locks, and then they told the owner they wouldn't let him in until he signed over the deed.
That's great.
Yeah, that's great if you get the right house. But, I mean, come on. What, is the guy ever going to sign over the deed? Or is he going to be like, hey, cops, these guys are being mean to me.
What do you think Drew meant? He's going to change now the way he talks to people.
Drew Lila.
They're going to get rid of Kayla so he doesn't have to be mean to her anymore.
I don't know. Kayla did the promo. She sounded all happy. Like they're all one big happy family. Carmen, who is on the hotline?
That would be Mr. Drew Garabo.
Hey, Drew Garabo.
We just saw you.
You're right.
Excellent job on the television. I don't understand. If you're in the building, why don't they have you come sit at the desk? Why do they have to split screen you?
I was wondering the same thing. They're under construction right now. So I was literally sitting 15 feet away from them. But they had to do the double box.
That is so weird. So you're on the phone with this chick. I was out of town, but I read about it. You're on the phone with this chick, and at what point do you sense that she's in some sort of trouble?
Kind of right away, Mike. She was a regular caller to the station. I'm sure you guys have talked to her before. I didn't know that until after the fact.
Oh, great. Who is she? Why didn't we get to save her, Galvin?
I don't know. We probably hung up on her and made fun of her and asked her what size her boobs were.
I might have done the same thing.
So here's how it would have gone if I was on the phone with her and she was like, she broke her hand, and I said, how did you break her hand? And she said, well, my boyfriend was texting somebody, and she grabbed it. I would have been like, why are you trying to touch your boyfriend's phone? Boyfriend's phone's private. Keep your hands off his phone. We would have totally had different views.
I had that same thought, actually, but there was just something in the way that she said it where she wavered, where first she fell, and then she mentioned that. And the fact that the boyfriend talked to us told me that she wasn't in a typical abusive relationship with a controlling guy who wouldn't have even let her on the phone. But the way it all unfolded was just so surreal, man. I've never talked to anybody for, 40 minutes without taking a commercial break before, and it was emotional as hell, man.
Well, I have to tell you, I was out of town, and I obviously didn't get to hear it. But the reaction was incredible. I mean, I knew immediately that something was going on from all the social media buzz about it. So great job for you. But one thing that I'm concerned with now, I heard you say you're going to change how you talk to people.
No, let's not get crazy. I mean, I think I'll just keep, I trust my instincts a lot, and they were right in this case. They'll probably be wrong in 10 more cases, but I will still, there's no way I'm ever going to lose what makes me me. It's just, if something like that falls in my lap, I'll keep a mindful ear to what happened on Friday, I guess.
Okay, that's good. Well, you did good. But I think you should close every segment that you do on television with a rap. I was waiting for you to go, hey, Laura Moody, want to smell my duty? Jen Epstein, want to see my ween? One of those things.
Oh, yeah, Russell Rhodes. I'm not even going to go there.
Rhymes with loads. Don't say it.
Really nice.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. By the way, great job, and certainly great bringing press to the good press for once to the radio station.
Yeah, it's nice that so many people reached out, man. It's good that that people will put a radio guy on when nothing horrible has happened. Nobody's died or nobody's, none of that has happened. It was nice that that people are looking to cover a good story for once.
What was the girl's first name? Can you tell us that?
Yeah, it's Nicole, and her boyfriend is Jeff, and she texted me afterwards and told me that she's called all the shows before, and that I guess we've helped de-escalate a couple of fights between the two of them without us even knowing it. So she's obviously a regular listener.
Oh, he was like, bitch, if you don't win Sporkle today, we're going to have problems. I want carrot top tickets, and I will belt you if I don't get them. Wait a second. So have you ever met her?
I don't think so. They're out in Dade City. I tend not to spend too much time out there by choice.
Ooh, Pasco.
Represent. But I don't know. I mean, I guess I can recognize her voice, but really, all female voices on the radio sound the same to me.
Yeah, I have something that I want to say that's just horrifically insensitive that I'm not going to say. I just made a really good choice to not say it on the air, but I will say it to you guys during the break and when I see you in person today.
Would you text it to me, please?
Maybe I could say it on the air. Maybe.
If you had that actually go through your head and do all that, you probably shouldn't.
I'm just going to put out, it's not sexual.
Well,
it's not sexual.
Okay, good.
It's not. I just like, okay, let me bring up a different scenario.
Can you wait until I get my demo together?
Wait, no, I'm not gonna say it. I'm just gonna ask you a separate question.
Okay.
So what if you because this has happened before. What if you do all this good stuff for this girl, then you meet her and you're like, I don't know, she didn't seem worthy of anything good. You know what I mean? Forget it. I'm not able to phrase it in the right way. It's not coming out correct. Let's just say it's so we all want to keep our jobs. I'll tell you in person.
Perfect.
Great job on TV. Great job on the radio on Friday. Congratulations. Does Gio still work with you?
Thank you. And as of today, I believe he does.
Damn it, Frank. So I could have had a Gio with a Frank Gifford backer.
You're going to make him kill himself.
Who, Gio?
Yes.
Why?
Very rude.
Either way, he gets points.
Well, I get points. Yeah,
either way, you still won't get points. Here, right? Yeah.
Or he's going to make him kill everybody else.
Oh, that's not good.
Well, as long as... No, then everybody else is going to get points.
Yeah, if he takes Kayla out, I get points.
Yeah.
If he kills himself, too, then we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you'll still get the points either way.
But what if you're dead?
Me?
Oh, yeah.
Why would I die?
Because you keep on saying, you're the first. You're number one.
It'll happen because you'll be sitting in Mike Oliveira's office next to the Drew Garabo Live office that doesn't want Gio in it. We've learned this.
Right.
Gio won't leave. And then Gio will come over and stab you in the back of the head and then move on to everyone else.
Now, Gio is credited with me with getting him a job here in this building. Is he not, Drew?
He has. But if you could nudge him out of that office so that Seth Fisher can have a word. Because these passive aggressive hints that I give on the radio on your show don't seem to be sinking in. Gio, get out of the office. What?
So you want Gio out of the office so Seth can go in there?
I mean, yeah, Seth is the executive producer. I love Gio, but I just can't have that confrontational thought of like, listen, buddy, you might think I'm joking on the air, but the time has come for you to get to packing so that Seth can sit down at a desk and be my executive producer.
Won't you feel weird now if you get here today and Gio stops all out of the office?
I'll feel wonderful. Oh my
God. Do you want me to go have Spanish box all Gio stuff up?
No, I think if he doesn't take a hint after this one, then he should get himself psychiatrically checked.
So let's put this out there for sure. Drew definitely wants Gio out of the office so that Seth can move in. So what is Seth in, a cubicle now?
Seth doesn't even have a cubicle. He has to arrive at work before Phoebe gets there so that he can use her computer before she starts scheduling music for Hot 101.5. The man has no workplace. He's an executive producer commanding an executive producer salary, yet for some reason, Cox Media Group Tampa cannot even find him a cube.
I would gladly let him use my office, but since Gio's moving out today, we're good.
Let's hope.
By the way, let's point out, he's commanding a Cox CMG executive producer salary, which isn't the same as a regular executive producer salary.
Yeah.
Not at all. But the man deserves a workspace.
Okay, so what do you say? What if Gio comes at you and he's like, we could all three fit in this office?
Three's a crowd, pal. Let's get to stepping, and you don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here.
Okay, Drew, here's what you do. You just go, hey, Jameis Winston's in the parking lot. He'll run out, and then you guys just put all his stuff out in the hallway.
Oh, man.
Oh, God, perfect. That's going to be done today. But I get the feeling he'll get it from this not-so-subtle hint that this phone call has turned into.
Drew, who do you think has an office here that doesn't deserve one?
Oh, golly. How much time do you have?
Oh, plenty. There's two people I walk by and read the nameplate, and I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, same here. And then there's some people doubling up in offices. I don't know if you've been by Brittany's office lately, but she always has that, like, Yoda to her Luke Skywalker sitting next to her on her desk. I'm like, are things that cramped that two girls have to share one office here?
Who is Brittany, first of all? And what does she do here?
I think she's in some sort of accounting or marketing or something like that. She's the tall drink of water right next to Roz's office around the corner from him.
Oh, okay. That's one of the ones I walked by and I went, who is that? Yeah. And she has an office here.
She's got two people in that office.
And who else is in the office with her?
I don't know.
I don't know the other girl. I've walked by her a million times, and I've yet to introduce myself. It's somewhat socially awkward.
Well, that's how it should be. Two of the nobodies in an office together.
Correct.
And then Corey's in an office big enough to play baseball in. Why don't they just drop a wall on that thing?
Yeah, but he's a huge Rocky fan, and he's got a Nintendo Entertainment System in there, so I'm not going to touch that. I like him a lot.
Oh, I like him, too. I'm just saying, in a need of space. I'm trying to think of who else has an office that really doesn't deserve one.
Well,
What? Oh, yes, oh, Carmen?
I was going to say, not even on that. What about the three conference rooms that we have, which one is right outside here that no one uses?
Right.
That could be turned into someone's office.
That was supposed to be Shark's office before he quit radio and made the worst decision of his life.
Traveled the world.
He could have been traveling in an office. Instead, he left.
Google Image is all the traveling you need.
I think people need to realize, like, I don't have an office. Never wanted an office. Never asked for an office. That way, whenever people do stuff, I go, I don't have anything to have an office. I can't do anything. Are you kidding me? I'm out of here. See you guys.
Yeah, that's easy, too. That's what I would do if I was Gio.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I can't help you with the show.
Sorry, man. Office. But you have to be a little funnier to do that. I mean, what?
Me or Gio?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
People.
Oh, boy.
People.
What's coming up on the show today?
Oh, man. I have no idea. It's just a whirlwind since Friday. I hope that we can get back to just cracking the wise and making people laugh as opposed to the heavy subject matter. But
no follow-up? I'd like to hear from the girl today.
Yeah, I'll text her and see if she wants to join us on the air. I'd love to talk to her again and see how she's doing, get a pulse. I think she's doing pretty well, and hopefully her boyfriend is getting the help that he needs, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. Or the opposite could be happening. He could be listening to you on the radio going, I'm going to kill everybody now.
Oh, God.
Well, that's only if they have reception in prison right now.
All right, listen, great job. We're busting your balls, but great job, and we'll hear you today at 2 o'clock.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time.
Your facial hair is not conducive to television.
My what?
Your facial hair is not conducive to TV. It looked like, you know when you're like 15 and it's just starting to grow in? That's what you look like today.
Oh, my God almighty. All right, I'm shaving it all off.
When you're like positive that you're 15 and you're positive that you have, like, you think you have a Tom Selleck mustache, but you really only have this like little dirt on top. You look like you've been eating Oreos. That's kind of what you look like on TV. It may look sexy in person, but on TV, it's not working. It
needs to be darker.
You are inside his head, man.
Who?
You just ruined his day.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying I would have wore a different shirt, too. But what I'm saying is if I was going to be on TV, I would want someone to tell me, shave it off.
Why don't you tell me you look a little chubby, too?
No, I didn't think you looked chubby at all.
Oh, boy. He's going to be on the treadmill shaving his face. This is the worst.
Trying on different shirts.
I just parked my car, and I'm going to jog the rest of the way home along with veterans.
All right, well, great job there, chubby. Thanks. See you later.
Oh.
Bye, pal. Good job.
So rude.
There you go. She's an It's so great when a fat guy's going to call somebody else fat.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.